Leo Sowerby was a prodigy, always admired for his wonderful ability to accompany not only his own anthems, but also so much of the repertory at the place where he spent so many years, which is St. James Cathedral in Chicago. The piece that we'll be talking about today is his large anthem called Great is the Lord. This was written in 1934 for the 100th anniversary of the founding of St. James Church. It was St. James Church at that point, however, later it became a cathedral. This particular work has all of the hallmarks of Sowerby's great writing. First of all, his harmony, which, if you speed it up, actually sounds like jazz chords. But because everything's at a more majestic pace, it actually creates a unique sound that I certainly don't hear from any other composer. This piece is definitely a festival anthem. It's about 8.5 minutes. It starts with a wonderful organ introduction, which gives such a broad stroke, really wonderful color for the unison entrance of the choir. It's written for mixed choir, but it has quite a lot of divided parts. So one of the things you'll hear is a very rich sonority from the choir. The other thing is, of course, with Sowerby being such a wonderful organist, he wrote a very aggressive organ part. And one could say that that's really a fifth voice. So it has a lot to say, just as much as the choral parts do. He opens the work very strongly with that text, Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. And then he goes into a more lyric section about the Hill of Zion is a fair place. There's a feeling in some ways of restlessness because his harmonies do change quite often. Great is the Lord then returns in a different key, but in that same majestic way. And then, like as we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our God. And this brings a more lyric touch to it. Then he ups the tempo and asks the organist to hurry it along. Then we have a wonderful second half of this piece, which is, O God, thy right hand is full of righteousness. And here the men and women do a dialogue, and then they all sing, Let Mount Zion rejoice in a great fanfare. Again, it reaches a large climax. Then he does a fugue at the end for the text, For this God is our God forever and ever. It's really imaginative in the bright key of D major. For a little bit of it, actually, he lets the choir speak for itself. And then when the organ comes back in, it's in with a very grand gesture. It keeps getting higher and higher. And finally, we have the same music in the organ from the beginning, and then the choir repeats the words very strongly, forever and ever unto death. And the piece ends in a great peroration of D major.